Texas Toast is his name. Adventure is his game.
He goes everywhere.
He's got a dog named Jesus. A talking dog named Jesus.
They go everywhere.
Texas Toast and his talking dog Jesus.
Last week on the incredible adventures of Texas Toast and his talking dog Jesus. Trapped in a spaceship, surrounded by aliens, with only a pocket knife and a talking dog to protect himself? Will Texas escape, or will it be ashes to ashes, space dust to space dust? Find out all this and more on this week's exciting episode of
Texas Toast and his talking dog Jesus.
We open now inside the alien spaceship, where Texas and his faithful companion are strapped down, awaiting certain torturous doom.
Texas, we've gotten out of a lot of tight spots, battled cannibals, snakes, Muslims, but I feel the hot breath of cold death, and I fear the bony hands of the Reaper will be grabbing me by the scruff of my neck and taking me to heaven to meet Grandpa and Susie, my first love who got hit by a car. I think this may be the end.
Will this be the end?
Jesus, don't talk that way! We've been trapped in and surrounded by cornucopia of places and things, and I'm not gonna let some alien who's jealous of our American Earth take my life away from me. What we need to do is pray and let the Lord guide us. Jesus!
Yes, Texas?
I'm trying to talk to the Lord here, Jesus. Oh. We're in some pretty deep shit here, and if you could just send us a sign or maybe a lightning bolt, kill these aliens in a big bubble to float us back to the Earth, or even a set of directions to how to fly to the goddamn spaceship, we'd really appreciate it. We promise to plug you on the show and talk about the Bible, and Jesus promises to stop licking his balls.
What?
Well, not you, Jesus, but and his talking dog, Jesus. And I promise to stop talking your name in vain, so you'll just send us a goddamn help. All right, amen.
What about your pocket knife?
Is that you, Jesus?
Yes, I'm here.
Not you, Jesus! Is that you, Jesus?
Pocket knife.
Who are you talking to?
The voice.
Pocket knife.
What voice?
Shink! In a flash, Texas grabs his pocket knife and cuts the straps, freeing himself and his friend.
Wow, this is an incredible adventure.
No time to talk! We gotta get out of this spaceship before them aliens find us.
Texas Toast and his talking dog Jesus.
Rushing through serpentine corridors, our hero and sidekick search desperately for a way out when
the Earthlings have escaped. The Earthlings have escaped.
God damn it!
Texas, you promised.
Is that you, Jesus?
Yes, it's me. Texas, you know I once had a talking dog named Texas.
Really?
No, not really. So it seems like you're in a bit of a pickle.
Like in a jar.
Figuratively. Here's the directions for the spaceship, and don't forget your promise.
I won't forget. Thank you, Jesus!
You're welcome, I reckon.
All right, I got me the owner's manual. Let's get out of here!
With aliens hot in their trail, Texas and Jesus find a space pod and hop in.
Let's see here. Start this space pod. We gotta put the button marked X. Warning, do not press the button marked Y.
Why?
Because it'll take you to another dimension.
Why?
Don't play that game with me, Jesus.
Why?
Stop it now. I forget which button I was supposed to push.
Why?
The Y button. All right, here goes.
Texas, no!
Trapped in a space pod, rocketing towards another dimension with only a pocket knife and a talking dog to protect himself? Will Texas escape, or will he be buried in another dimension where his mother might be a cranberry? Find out all this and more on next week's exciting episode of
Texas Toast and his talking dog Jesus.
Hi, I'm Texas Toast of Texas Toast and his talking dog Jesus. And I just want to take a moment to tell you about a book I've been reading. It's called The Bible. And it's full of stuff you should know, and it was written by a pretty cool guy named God, who made everything, and he gets all angry when you're gay. Now, my adventures with Jesus sure are exciting, but not half as exciting as the ones you'll read about in the Bible.
That's right, Texas. Hi, I'm Walter Cornish, paid celebrity endorser and star of the stage and screen. I play Jesus on Texas Toast and his talking dog, Jesus.
Hi, Jesus.
Hello, Texas. I'm Walter Cornish. David and Goliath, Moses parting the Red Sea, David and Bathsheba. It's all in the Bible. Just think of all the great men who read the Bible. Dick Cheney, rocker Toby Keith, basketball player Kobe Bryant, and even President Bush all read the Bible. Wouldn't you love to grow up and be just like them, Texas?
I know I would. Now, when you're not listening to our incredible adventures, he reads you the Bible.
The Holy Bible, written by God, given to you. Available at these fine retailers. Walgreens, Eckerd, Walmart, Borders Bookstore, and Billy Bob's Gun Shack. Void where prohibited.
Texas Toast and his talking dog, Jesus.